From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Pignanelli. There have been reports of several attacks across Afghanistan today as voters cast their ballots to elect a new president and provincial councils. Voter turnout has been low, but election officials hope it will pick up as the day goes on. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
International election observers spread out across Afghanistan report rocket attacks in several districts, mostly in the south of the country, and an ambush on a National Army and police convoy carrying balloting material. Some polling sites in a particularly volatile district weren't able to open, but for the most part, the polls across the country opened on time. Election officials predicted turnout would be slow in the morning as voters waited to gauge the security situation. Officials hope and believe that will change as the day wears on. They say it all depends on whether voters feel safe enough. Security is tight here in the capital, Kabul. Many streets are cordoned off and there are checkpoints at virtually every corner. There are a few cars on the road and most shops are closed. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Iraq's prime minister says it's time to increase cooperation between security forces and the Iraqi people. There has been a rise in violence in Iraq since U.S. forces withdrew from Iraqi cities at the end of June. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says Sunni insurgents were to blame for yesterday's bombings in the capital, which killed at least 100 and wounded hundreds more. Al-Maliki says the bombers want to undermine an effort to take advantage of security gains to open streets and bridges and lift concrete barriers around the city. President Obama says some critics of his proposed health care overhaul are being dishonest. The president spoke on a conference call to religious leaders. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
After a summer of heated town hall meetings and accusations about what's in the health care overhaul bills Congress is considering, the White House has begun to step up its rebuttals of critics. Speaking to religious leaders, President Obama denounced some of the opponents' claims in strong terms.
I know there's been a lot of misinformation in this debate, and there are some folks out there who are, frankly, bearing false witness, but I want everyone to know what health insurance reform is all about.
Mr. Obama said claims that health care changes would lead to federal financing of abortions were, quote, not true. He said he considered work to overhaul health insurance part of a core ethical and moral obligation to look out for one another, and said the U.S. was neglecting to live up to that call. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.
Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy is asking the state to change the way it picks a successor to Congress. Kennedy is suffering from cancer and has sent a letter to Governor Deval Patrick and other state leaders asking for the change. Under current law, a time-consuming special election would be needed to fill any vacancy, but the senator says that it is vital to have two votes in the Senate. His letter to state leaders appears today in the Boston Globe. And six key members of the Senate Finance Committee resume bipartisan talks today on health care. Committee Chairman Max Baucus says the panel is on track to reach an agreement. This is NPR. Hurricane Bill has lost some of its strength. Bill is now a Category 3 hurricane with winds of 125 miles per hour. Forecasters caution, however, that Bill could still gain strength and become a Category 4 storm again. The hurricane should begin pushing large swells toward Bermuda and parts of the southeastern U.S. by the weekend. Currently, projections for the storm have it missing the U.S., but the National Hurricane Center warns that it's still too early to tell. The government has issued advice to businesses facing a return of the new H1N1 swine flu virus. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Commerce Secretary Gary Locke says it's going to take the help of the business community to limit the flu pandemic.
First, they can set the right tone within their companies. That starts with letting their employees know that if the employees exhibit flu-like symptoms, they shouldn't come to work.
Employers should send sick workers home, encourage vaccination when one becomes available, and promote proper hygiene regarding hand washing, sneezing, and coughing. If the virus makes people sicker than it did when it was here last spring, employers should be ready to run their businesses with fewer workers, consider screening employees who report to work, and holding fewer meetings and increasing the physical distance between workers. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
A couple of executives from a manganese plant in China have been detained, and their operation has been shut down. China's official Xinhua news agency reports today that more than 1,300 children living near the plant have been diagnosed with lead poisoning. The company is located in China's Hunan province. I'm Dave Pignanelli, NPR News, Washington. Support